Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Tassels and Couch Radio, the weekly broadcast designed to address your academic concerns as a first-year college student. I'm Dr. Deidre, and I'll be your guide to get college ready. Tonight's topic is when and how to study. If you are a first-year college student with questions or comments, please submit them through the chat room on our Blog Talk Radio page. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Deidre. So, when do you study and how do you study? Those are two things that are on my list of five items to keep in mind as a first-year college student. Last week was time management, and I'm combining the next two. So, first, let me address when to study. You're probably asking yourself, when should I study for whatever class? I'm going to tell you right now. From day one. Hopefully you've already been doing something similar to studying, but I'm going to outline what studying entails tonight so that you can be very clear about how it should look. But in the meantime, I hope you're doing something that is more than you were accustomed to in high school. So you begin studying from day one. Don't wait until confusion sets in or when you don't know what's going on or you feel like you're lost. Okay, college is significantly different from high school, so you want to study from the very beginning to ensure that you're getting lost, that you don't get left behind, because so much more material is your responsibility in college than it was in high school, and you have to study from the very beginning in order to keep up. Trust me, I thought I had it covered, I didn't, and I paid for it later. So, you should begin studying from day one. And as you study, I want you to keep in mind the 2-to-1 rule, where you spend 2 hours outside of class for each hour that you are in class. That means a 3-credit class needs a minimum of 6 hours of studying. And if you're a full-time student, you have at least 12 credit hours, which means at least 24 hours built into that time management plan that we talked about last week for you to study. Again, some classes may need a little bit more than 2 hours. Some classes may need a little bit less, but use that as your general rule of thumb, 2-to-1, okay? So that's when to study, from day one according to your wonderfully thought-out time management plan. Next part, how to study. Studying in college looks different than studying in high school. I'm going to tell you, there is a difference between going to class, doing homework, and studying. They are three very different things. But what I will do is start out with homework. So before you get started with any type of outside of class work, whether it's homework or studying, find a spot outside of your room and ideally your residence hall to study. If you live at home or off campus, leave that comfortable space in your house or apartment and find a place that is conducive to learning. That will be different for different people. Perhaps it's a coffee shop if you can go without people watching, or a bookstore, a quiet corner in a bookstore, or in the library. But I want you to make sure that you stick to the non-social spots in the library, because I know what that can be like late night. You think you're studying, your books are open, you have a pen in your hand, but you're really not doing much of anything. So make sure you find a spot that's conducive to studying. And you want to get to that spot without a lot of distractions. So that means no social media should be up. If you have to, turn your phone off. Better yet, just put it away, because when it's out on the desk, you're tempted to turn it over. Sometimes it'll flash, it'll vibrate, all of these things. So remove that distraction. Put your phone away. And don't engage in any social media. You also want to be very conscious about the music that you choose to listen to while you're studying. So I suggest something like a nice classical station, or maybe jazz, nothing that's too beboppy or anything, because you don't want that to snatch your attention. I know we all have our favorite artists. I know we do. But if you're listening to your favorite artist, then your study session turns into a party instead of a real legitimate study session. So try to find music. If you have to have that background noise, that is something a little smoother, a little softer. It's going to help your brain kind of work well while you're reading or doing whatever, watching lectures or whatever. So you have found a spot outside of your dorm or your home to study, and it is one that is conducive to distraction. Conducive to learning and free of distractions. Let's be very clear about that. So you're in that space. Now, what do you do? Well, if you're doing homework, read any assigned sections or chapters from your textbook, and I know you have the textbook because we covered that last week. So get the book. Regardless of what anyone says, get the textbook because everything is not covered in lecture. You're supposed to do some things outside of lecture and then let lecture fill in the gaps. So get the book, each assignment to the best of your ability. Make a genuine attempt to try them and figure out where you get stuck if you get stuck. When that happens or if that happens, work with others who could be in a study group, your TA or tutors, or even your professor to clarify any points of confusion. But don't not do your work. Attempt every assignment, right? So when you do that, that's doing homework. Studying is different. Studying is really trying to make sure you are, again, reading those sections or chapters of your textbook that are going to help you better understand the concept. If you're not accustomed to doing that, which many of you are not, and I completely understand it, there is a wonderful strategy called SQ4R. I suggest you Google it. And it has wonderful strategies for reading to learn that I won't outline here, but I'm telling you, it's great. Try it. So that is how you can read material for learning and you can better grasp concepts, because studying in college is really more about understanding concepts and being able to apply them to different things and make connections between concepts in a way that you may not have had to when you were in high school. So let me recap. When do you study? From day one, according to the 2-to-1 rule that is incorporated into your time management plan. How do you study? You study outside of your comfortable living space in another space that is conducive to learning without distraction. You also study by beginning with your homework assignments and then moving on to more reading for understanding. Some people like to attempt the homework and then read. Some people like to read first and then attempt the homework. Do whatever works for you, but make sure you do both. So that's it for tonight's episode. Tassel to Tassel, as always, is here to help you successfully make the shift from high school to college. And we will be here for the remainder of the semester, helping you do just that. If you have any questions or comments between now and next week's show, please submit them through the webpage. Send me a direct email at dr.deidre@tassel2tassel.com or go to my blog and find more suggestions and tips for doing well this semester. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you will come back next Monday at 6:30 Eastern Time. Now, let's get college ready.